I'm a 1981 graduate of Nowata, and part of this story happened over in Nowata from about 67 to 71. 67, we hired a very brilliant basketball coach by the name of Ken Zacher, and he quickly took our basketball program up to the top of the state, did great things, but he also was helping us deal with the race relation issues that a lot of towns were going through about that time. And he just was really, really good positive influence on everything going on. But then that incident happened in 1971 that my I'd heard a little bit about. I was 10 years behind that, but I always heard just a little bitty bit about a story. And so I decided to research it and realized there was so much more to it than what most people had heard. And also, as I researched it deeper, a lot of stories have been told wrong over the years and been added to and taken away from. And so I really got deep into researching the story. Basically, in 1971, the basketball team elected a black captain, and the coach was told that he needed to appoint a white captain to take care of the homecoming ceremonies because we had a white queen, and they just weren't quite ready for a black captain with a white queen. He stood on his principles and said, we're getting past this, and no, we're not going to do that. Without going into a lot of detail, it did turn into a little tough moment for our town as the town divided and took sides. It really, really got, you know, all the things you see on other TVs and movie shows, the crosses being burned in people's yards and windows busted out, power being cut off, and that kind of issues. It really was a bad deal that something that was so small turned into what it did. Homecoming came and went without a hitch after lots and lots of protest and on both sides. We got through it, but some people in town decided it was time for the coach to leave. So they did call a special school board meeting that had to be held in the gymnasium because of the hundreds and hundreds of people that showed up to it. It lasted till 2 o'clock in the morning until finally they decided they're going to fire the coach. He got his next job the next year up in Leavenworth, Kansas, and did great things for that program also and helped with some race relations up there. He was just a master of a lot of things, but what very few people knew was he was suffering from mental illness and depression. Now, he'd had some little signs of this earlier in his life that nobody really spotted, but after the Nowata incident, his wife said he was just never the same. And we're not blaming the Nowata incident as what followed, but it kind of started the train going down the wrong track. So in 1976, at 36 years old, he ended up committing suicide up in Leavenworth. There's a lot of this story as I started to research it that I, again, had never heard. And so as I started calling people up and talking to the actual people, I've done over 60 interviews so far and really got some deep down true things about the story that had never been reported. This story in Nowata caught the national press and ended up going on the AP. But you know how it is. Sometimes people want to report the bad stuff. As it turns out, there was a lot of good things that was actually happening during the Nowata times and a lot of positive things that had never been shared. So I decided I'd like to tell this story, and now I've had a crew of about 30 come on, all volunteers, that is really making this into a good production, already being a success because we've already had dozens of people that are talking to each other for the first time in 45 to 50 years and sharing things with each other, and we have very positively changed people's lives.
What do you hope comes out of this documentary? What are you trying to accomplish with this documentary?
We have a mission of love, compassion, and forgiveness, just as Christ has done the same for us. And that's what we're doing. We're trying to heal some people. They've unburdened themselves with sharing some things because they're trying to help. Of course, a story about a brilliant coaching career that was cut too short, continued race relations that we're still working on today, but a big focus is mental illness awareness and suicide prevention.
Okay, so let's remind everybody, this is tomorrow. Tell them when and where in Nowata.
So 12:30 is when we like people, the general public starts showing up. The program actually starts at 1. It should be over by 2:15 to 2:30. Of course, people are going to be sitting around visiting and after that. But at the old Nowata High School gym, and that's right there, the new field house is right there too, but this is the one that's attached to the high school. It's considered the middle school gym now, but a lot of people know it as the old high school gym.
Okay.
But at 1 o'clock, you know, once again, 12:30, program starts at 1 tomorrow on Saturday.